just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden says the U.S. military will continue to carry out more strikes against Houthi militants in Yemen if the Iranian-backed terror group keeps attacking U.S. ships in the Red Sea. ABC's Martha Raddatz says tensions are rising in the region due to the Israel-Hamas war.
Yemen, just one of the flashpoints in this part of the world, blazing red. Iran and Pakistan now trading fire. And with the war in Gaza raging, tensions between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon grow while militants attack U.S. forces in Syria and Iraq.
The annual March of Life rally getting underway today in the nation's capital. Participants include House Speaker Mike Johnson. He kicked off the event and called it a celebration of life following the end of Roe v. Wade. More than 1,000 flight cancellations so far today as winter storms deliver another punch to much of the country. Snow and ice again in Oregon and the Northeast getting hit with more snow. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Jefferson man has died after a snowmobile crash that happened Thursday morning in Iowa County. The crash happened on Military Ridge State Trail along U.S. Highway 18 and 151 around 10:40 Thursday morning. Despite life-saving efforts, the 67-year-old operator of the snowmobile died at the scene. A preliminary investigation shows the man was heading east on the trail when he lost control of the snowmobile, crashed, and was thrown off. Tuscarawas County children are heading to juvenile court after authorities say they stole a vehicle. According to the Sauk County Sheriff's Department, a 12-year-old and a 16-year-old stole from unlocked vehicles and then stole a vehicle itself in North Freedom. The children were identified after they tried to enter someone's vehicle. When detectives searched a home, they found stolen items. Both children have been referred to juvenile courts, and additional referrals are anticipated in the ongoing investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A beautiful, bright start to the day turns cloudy, with chances of flurries and scattered snow showers this afternoon and into the evening hours, putting down just a trace. High temperatures hit the single digits, but feel more like zero, with another wind chill advisory going into effect tonight through tomorrow morning. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 7.
99.7
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is the lunch hour for your Friday afternoon. If you're shopping around for some great deals, head over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. There you can save sometimes up to 50% off. Shop local and save big. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Superstition with Stevie Wonder. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Very superstitious.
Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The Packers are on their way to San Francisco, where they'll face the 49ers in the divisional playoffs on Saturday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jordan Love already off to a great start as a playoff quarterback, beating Dallas last week in the wild card playoffs.
Experience is huge in these situations, but you know, I think we're confident in our whole team and what we got, and now it just comes down to execution, making the most of the plays we have, and I think that's what we're doing.
Packers and Niners kick things off at 7:15 on Fox on Saturday night. Eighth-ranked basketball Badgers return to Big Ten action tonight, playing host to Indiana at the Kohl Center. That one tips at 7:30 on FS1. Last night, Michigan State's Tom Izzo secured career win number 698, knocking off Minnesota 76-66. Illinois beat Michigan 88-73. Horizon at Green Bay, down Wright State 88-81. Northern Kentucky over Milwaukee 92-72. The Badger women's hockey team on the road at Minnesota State for the start of a two-game series tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Maximum hits.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. The Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line number, in case you want to get in touch with us here at the station, 355-9970. We have more of your favorites coming up for this Friday afternoon. U2, Van Halen, Mariah Carey, and The Police all on the way. right now, After the Fire, Der Kommissar, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
And more.
99.7.
Fun. Glorious.
Max FM.
Thank you.
Friendship does is magic.
maximum hits, the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, a great day to get your Orville Redenbacher on. It is National Popcorn Day today, so make sure you enjoy some tasty popcorn for your Friday. Check your forecast is coming up, and you too.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus bread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. On Friday, January 19th, from 6:30 until 8:30, Merrimack Community School will be hosting their Celebrate Winter event. Great chance to eat some food and have some fun with family and friends. Bring a dish to pass and your favorite board game. No alcohol is allowed at this event. It's sponsored by the Merrimack Snowbusters, and they also have a 50-50 cash raffle with the proceeds going to Merrimack Home and School Association. Again, this is Friday, January 19th from 6:30 until 8:30 at Merrimack Community School. And you still have time to get signed up for the 5th annual Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle. This year, the prizes will be 10 different meat bundles, ranging in values from $50 to $275, and the grand prize is a Blackstone Grill package valued at $375. It's $5 per ticket or $20 for 5 tickets. You can reach out to Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters on Facebook or contact any executive board members to purchase tickets. Again, this is the 5th annual Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle. Selling will end on February 17th, and the drawing will be held at the Baraboo FFA Flapjacks for Farmers Breakfast held at Baraboo High School.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A beautiful, bright start to the day turns cloudy, with chances of flurries and scattered snow showers this afternoon and into the evening hours, putting down just a trace. High temperatures hit the single digits, but feel more like zero, with another wind chill advisory going into effect tonight through tomorrow morning. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 9 degrees.
99.7
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
FM with Mariah Carey.
Oh,
99.7 Max FM.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Mostly cloudy for your Friday. A high today of about 7 above. Tonight, clear down to 5 below. A warm-up is on the way next week, though. Good news. And I'm sure most of us have been doing the countdown already, but now we are 23 days until the Super Bowl. We're inside a 50-minute music hour. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7.